Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. I'm your host, Ms. V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, V?
I'm doing good. I'm a little fighty right now, but I'm doing good. I'm multitasking.
I was going to say, you're laughing. You're laughing.
I'm multitasking. Like, seriously multitasking. The type of multitasking where you say, really, did I just do that shit?
I was going to say, there's only one football game on.
I'm watching football. I'm trying to sew stuff. I'm trying to scan stuff. I got a puppy who... wants to all of a sudden play.
Oh.
So
yep.
I'm multitasking. On top of trying not to go to sleep.
Oh, trust me, I know that.
Oh, Kansas is. Okay. See, I had missed that. I want to say congratulations to Tampa Bay. Oh, damn it! Hurt! Don't do that. Okay, that was not part of it.
Hello, dog.
He just thought I was a chew toy. So, had to let him know I'm not a chew toy. But,
yep.
What was I saying? Oh, shit. Okay, back to what
I was saying.
Congratulations to Tampa Bay. They will actually be the home team.
Yep.
They will be the first home team that's actually playing at home in the Super Bowl. First ever. So
ever.
And I was looking at some stuff earlier today, and they were saying, or maybe I was listening, don't get, whatever. Somewhere, either I saw it or I heard it, that the coach was asked how he coached Tom Brady, and he was like, I let him coach. And that was, you know, they let Tom Brady do what he wants to do, which I'm not mad at him. I mean, hell, if you got to go play him on your team, I let him do what he wanted to do also until he showed me that he can't do it, right?
Right.
I ain't mad at him. I mean, I'm just like, okay, go. Plus, I'm glad they beat the Packers. Let's just keep it real. You know, we already know how I feel about the Packers, so we're not even going to try to sugarcoat that. But,
yeah.
Right now, it looks like Kansas City might be going, which I think that would be a nice little playoff, you know. Nice little, you know, get to go Kansas City with them. I've been following the rumors that Stafford might be leaving the Lions. As a person who's not a Stafford fan, there's no love lost here. And when I say that, I want everybody to understand, yes, he is the best quarterback that the Lions have had. I'm not going to knock him on that. I'm not going to knock him as a player. But guess what? For the past 2 years, he's been very injury-prone. And, yeah, he's got a lot left in him. But for a change. And considering that the way our new coach came in, hell, anytime that TMZ picks you up, let me rephrase it. Fuck TMZ. I don't mean that in a bad way, TMZ, in case y'all listening. But I was up early, and I watch MSNBC. And I'm not saying that to promote them. I'm saying this because they have a show called Way Too Early with Casey Hunt. Well, Casey Hunt said, and the Lions' new coach, and they play his clip. There, she's like, bite your knees off. She's like, oh, I don't know about that. If this is how you're coming in, I ain't mad at you, okay? I want what you said to see that shit on the field, because that shit makes you, but like this, it got me fired up. It got so many people fired up. I was getting text messages after his press conference on Friday. No, on Thursday I was getting, when I say I was getting text messages, people who are Detroit Lions, our hard fans, were text messaging me, and I actually saw the press conference, but I really didn't think that much about it when he said it. But I guess when you're watching the press conference as it's happening, it's way different than getting it after the fact. And I went back and re-looked at it. Like I said, I watched the entire press conference as it was happening. And I'm like, damn, this motherfucker make me want to go put on some pads. So I'm hoping that our new coach, I'm not going to say I'm hoping. I have a lot of faith, because anytime you come in and say, listen, you're going to knock us down, we're going to get up, we're going to take out a kneecap, you're going to knock us down again, and we're going to take out another one on our way back up, we might be you're going to know we the last one out there. What do you do? That's what you call a coach. He didn't come in talking about, I'm going to try to sugarcoat this, I'm going to try to sugarcoat that. He came in talking about, listen, we're going to fight. And he used to be a Detroit Lion. So he already know the shit that the Lions have been through. Now, you ready for this? I don't know if you knew. You there, Greg? Greg?
Knew what? I'm here.
Okay, I didn't know if I had lost you.
He
was on that famous 0-16 team. So you know he got a lot to prove. So I'm like, okay, you playing for the Lions, so you know what it's like to be on a fucking losing team. I mean, and the fact that you were on that 0-16 team, really, it's almost, okay, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's almost like he got something to prove. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he was here when they wasn't shit. He was here when they went 0-16. I was so glad when the fucking Cleveland Browns took that damn title from us. We didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the fact that, you know, he was on that team, he knows how shitty that team was, he knows what it takes, I got more respect for him. Now, again, they brought somebody who had never been a coach before, but we did that with Matt Patricia, and look what the fuck we got. And now Matt Patricia, okay, first of all, I think the biggest talk of the day should be Matt Patricia going to the back to the Patriots with his fucking tail between his legs. What you think?
No, that, yeah. I mean, didn't do shit this year.
And they're talking about the Patriots are probably going to want Matt Stafford. Okay, that's nice. Y'all got Cam. We already know that they got Cam Newton thinking they was going to be the shit. They was horrible. So now they already looking to get rid of Cam Newton, which I ain't mad at. I mean, but.
No.
Come on. But you know, the whole thing
is
that.
That was a bad, bad trade.
But again, that was what they did. And what it showed the whole world was that it's not that Belichick is a fabulous coach. It just showed that Tom Brady is truly the GOAT. Because, look, he done went to fucking Tampa Bay and doing some shit.
Yeah.
So all that credit that Belichick was getting, and I'm not knocking Belichick, but it definitely showed that the talent was more so in the player than it was in the coach. Because he couldn't coach Newton worth shit. Okay? Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody want to disagree with me? And the peanut gallery is silent on that one. And I say that because, you know, everybody said, oh, well, it's still New England. They're going to be the shit. Really? Y'all don't look like y'all the shit without Tom Brady. You know, let's just keep it real. And Tom Brady proved that he could go someplace else. Now, he hasn't gotten that Super Bowl ring yet, but fuck, he done took Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl, so he doing more than nothing.
Yep.
But I want to, and I know this might, we're going to get a little political for a minute, but am I the only person who woke up on Thursday morning? I woke up really on Thursday morning and I finally exhaled. And when I say I finally exhaled, it was nice to wake up and not hear that the commander-in-chief said something stupid on Twitter. It was nice to wake up and the day didn't start with who got fired or who got talked about or whatever. It was really nice. It's been actually nice for the past couple of days to have some normal news. Now, I tell everybody that's called a waiting to exhale moment. You know, I can handle them picking through the new administration. They do it every single cycle. I don't care who gets in office. The news media pick on what they done said, what they done did, you know, all this other stuff. That's normal. But
right.
It was so nice to not hear that he done said something stupid or he got on Twitter and did this. I mean, he did do one tweet. The tweet was so nonchalant that nobody talked about it. A few people talked about it, but nobody really talked about it. Guess what he tweeted? You ready for this? He tweeted, Jilly, I love you. If that's the worst he's going to get out of you, I'm good, okay? That was what he tweeted. And like I'm telling you, how many news stations said, did you see what President Biden tweeted this morning? They didn't even talk about that he told his wife that he loved her on Twitter. I think maybe one or two news stations. But nobody made a big deal. Did you see he called her Jilly? First of all, they're grandparents. So if that's what he calls his wife, can you be? At least he knew how to spell her name. Because what he called Melania one time, Melanie, on Twitter?
Yeah.
So at least he knows how to spell his wife's name. Let's keep it real. But, it was just refreshing.
We have 4 years of this. Some people are happy. Some people are sad, and a lot of people are laughing. I will not mention.
I don't have to say. I'm just happy that I don't have to worry about Twitter rant. I don't have to worry about. I know there are going to be disagreements. You know, there's never been an administration that there's ever been something that every single person said, oh, I loved everything they did. I didn't like every damn thing Obama did. You know, there's never going to be an administration where you're happy with every single thing they do. But what I can say, as people were saying, it seems like we've gone back to normal. And that's sad. It's okay to disagree. Let's keep it real. It is okay to disagree with people. That's why we don't live in a dictatorship, because we're allowed to disagree, okay?
Right. Right.
I mean, we don't always like what each other say. We might not always agree with it, but at least we're allowed to do it and not be afraid of persecution. When you hear people like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx come out and say that they can now speak freely, that's sad. No one should ever be afraid, especially who works for, especially public servants, should never have to be afraid of losing their jobs, especially when they're in a position where they have to deal with the public because they may say something that their boss doesn't agree with. I know it happens in private industry all the time. Let's keep it real. But when you, when your job is to tell the public the truth, or at least make it seem like it's the truth, and you tell the truth, you shouldn't be afraid that you're going to be criticized or ostracized for telling the truth. And that's what I'm happy to see now, that these people who know more than I know, I know they know more than the current administration, and I'm talking about the doctors and the scientists. It's nice to hear that people can now tell me, I might not like what they say, but at least they're going to let me hear it. They're not going to tell me to go shoot bleach up in my arm.
Right.
So what was you saying before I bring Randy on?
Oh, could be a whole bunch of different shit, but
you
Arnie
said that there are
is
people
making
be,
the rounds.
You said people are going to be not happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at oil. You shut down the pipeline, gone. So,
and that was one of those things where the people, and I heard when he said that, I thought about the jobs, but then I also thought about that when you say that, when you say that, I'm trying to look, think of the proper words. When you're talking about losing jobs, but replacing these jobs with something else. And when you're talking about clean energy, I mean, think about it. The ozone is shit. And they've been talking about the ozone since you and I have been children. And
oh, yeah.
Oil fucks with the ozone. Let's just keep it real. And I can tell you, and we won't talk about Tesla because I'm not a Tesla fan. I still think there's something I catch on fire any minute now. But when you look at GM, Ford, Chrysler, Honda, Nissan, these other car makers, and again, we're excluding Tesla, but look at the other car makers who have switched over to electric energy. I can tell you that my mom had a Prius and she was only filling up her car once a month, and she wasn't even empty when she was filling up her car. And she's got some new thing now. I forget what she got now. She got something else that's like pretty much electric. But my dad has it's one of the Ford cars. Again, something I wouldn't drive. So when I'm saying I don't remember, I don't know the name because it's not even something that I'm looking at. But his is like that hybrid electric thing, and he fills up like once, maybe every month and a half. So
yeah,
getting rid of the oil pipeline, I understand people losing their jobs, but I also know that these people can be retrained into other jobs. And that pipeline and the stuff that I read about the Keystone Pipeline, it was not a good thing, and if I'm not mistaken, it was going through an Indian reservation, which I thought was really fucked up that you're going to tell we're going to take more land from Native Americans. So there was a lot of negatives to go with it. And my understanding that they said Canada was more upset than anything, but they said Trudeau, who's also for clean energy, was okay with it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You put a pipeline in the way it was going. It was buried. You can still use the ground underneath and above. Farming, ranching, doesn't matter. Everybody, oh, let's go ahead and go with solar, wind. Okay, guess what? We're still 10 to 20 years behind vehicles doing that. So, okay, shut the oil off. Okay, plane. So, if you have natural gas running in your home, keep you warm, go ahead and shut that off. I can tell you how. It's real simple. So, go shut off the heat in your house if you are for solar, renewable electric energy. Stay warm. Try.
And I understand your point on that, but I also understand that when you're talking about going through land and with solar, okay, solar is still expensive. So I won't even get into that because I've looked at the price of solar. And they're pushing solar more and more, you know. And they talk about how, depending on where you are in the country, you can get your permits to get solar put in. Here in Michigan, I can tell you honestly, I know that more and more people are switching over to solar only because of where I live at. But when you go into the city of Detroit, the odds of finding homes with solar energy are almost null and void because it's still not affordable. The only reason why I'm even able to see solar is because of where I live at and because that's a big push for the communities that I live around. But then when I look at the state of Michigan, the state of Michigan is one of the few states that does not have that many windmills. So when I go to Indiana and Ohio and other states, and when I was driving over the summer, when I was driving from here to the East Coast, they're switching over to wind power. Wind power, I'm still trying to figure out how that's working because I understand solar a whole lot better than I understand wind, and I tell everybody the reason why I understand it better is because I wake up every morning, I see the damn sun. The wind don't blow all the time every goddamn day hard, okay? And it takes a whole lot of wind to produce a whole lot of power, okay? Even though I see the turbines going on these things, they're also running by electricity, and I pretty much figured that out. Because there's no way that if I'm looking at a field and I'm looking at all these, I'm like, ain't no damn wind going. So wind power I'm not really feeling. I do understand what you're saying about oil and natural gas. I'm still for cutting down on the emissions. And I say that wholeheartedly because I am very fortunate to have been able to say that I know what it's like to live in California. And I was in California when the smog was horrible. Is people in California who are younger than me don't really understand how bad California used to be. So I always tell people, since I was there when it was horrible, that they can actually breathe outside. I mean, to me, it's great. But they also have some of the strongest emission laws in the country. And they had that when I was out there. That was when they had implemented that, you know, you're going to do so much emissions. And anybody who drives a car, every state didn't do it, but here in Michigan, we used to have emissions tests. You know how many people were not driving their cars because they could not pass the emissions test? For 15 years, we had emissions tests. And sometimes I wish they would bring them back because I look at some of this shit that's driving on the road. I'd be like, oh, I know that's putting out some serious shit because I can smell it. You know? Be like, what happened to them damn emission tests when you have to get every damn year?
That ain't no shit.
I'd be like, you know, bring that shit back. But because of the number of cars that are no longer out there, first of all, you don't have the percentage of cars that are running on true leaded gas. What is it? Maybe less than 1% right now. Because even
right.
the cars that, even the, as they call the old cars that are the antiques from the 1950s and 60s, they have been their fuel systems have been redid. The bodies might look good, but we all know that you cannot get, it is hard as hell to get leaded gas. It is extremely hard to get leaded gas. You cannot go to the gas station and say, I want some leaded gas, okay? I can tell you where I know where to get leaded gas, and do you know how much leaded gas costs? 1 gallon of leaded gas is $4.95 a gallon, and that's here in Michigan. And the only place I'm able to get leaded gas is at the lawnmower shop. And the reason why I know that is because my snowblower, if I either have to put premium gasoline into it or leaded gas. I can't do like the 87 or the low grade unleaded. I have to do the high grade premium or straight
oh,
leaded
wow.
gas for my snowblower to run right. Yes. That's why I know it costs $4.95 a gallon for leaded gas. Because
wow.
the snowblower place is the only place to sell it. So I doubt very seriously these folks with these antique cars are filling up their 12 and 13 gallon tanks with leaded gas, okay?
And
I'm
see, that's funny. I cannot get leaded gas here in Oklahoma. Now I can buy racing fuel, and it would be a 97-ish octane for $4 a gallon. But it's racing fuel.
Well, I'm going to bring on Randy, but before I bring Randy on, I want to make an announcement, because if not, I will forget. When we come back from our Super Bowl break, we will be starting the show at a new time. We will be starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So for all you guys and all you people who have been like, oh, 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, me, Greg, Randy, and the rest of the folks who do this show, we will be probably counting sheep. So, I want you to know, next week we will be on at 9 p.m. But, we're taking a break. We're taking off the week of Super Bowl because there is no way none of us will be sober enough and focused enough to have a damn show and watch the game.
That ain't no shit.
After the when we come back, all of our shows will start at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're only on for an hour, and I did one of the reasons why I changed the time. I looked at the Blog Talk time slot, and we're still in prime time. So I'm going to say this for those of you who wants to bitch about my children can listen to this. If you're not monitoring what the fuck your children are doing, that is not my responsibility. I am not the parenting police for your children, because if they are listening to my show even right now, that is your responsibility to know what your children are doing. I am not going to continue to censor my fucking self because you don't watch your children. Just like
yeah.
your the same people who have children who are on my business Facebook page. It is not my responsibility to check the age of every single person who's looking at my page especially when I'm talking about sex and posting all kinds of stuff out there, that is not my responsibility. If you don't know what the hell your children are doing, that is not my responsibility. I'm not going to sit here and monitor. I'm like Cardi B. Cardi B says she make music for adults, and everybody got mad because she didn't let her daughter listen to her song, Wet Ass Pussy. Okay. Her daughter is 2 years old, and she had every right as a parent when her daughter came in the room to stop that song. But she will tell you, she does not make music for children. Now, if you let your child listen to her song, that's on you, but she is not censoring your children. She's censoring her own child. So I'm telling you, if you don't want your children listening to my fucking show, cut their damn internet off. Take their phones away from them or their tablets, whatever. But don't fucking blame me, because guess what? We will go back raunchy. We will be going back raunchy eventually. We will start promoting sex. You might hear me fucking come on this damn show again. It might not happen right now. I know it's not going to happen right now. But eventually, we're going to go back talking about sex on a regular basis. And guess what? Get the fuck over it. Okay, let me bring you in before I go on a really big rant.
That's it.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just sitting home watching the game. Yeah, I heard.
You heard me say we're going to start the new time. So.
Okay.
No problem.
That's no problem.
You got 2 weeks to adjust.
That's not a problem. No problem at all. Oh, happy belated birthday to you, Greg.
Hey, thank you, Randy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, happy belated birthday, Greg. I miss everything. See, this is what happens when I'm not on social media. Seriously.
It's been. Everything that I had planned did not happen, so it's like, okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Fuck this shit.
Well, I'm pissed as hell because with COVID-19, and this would have been about 2 weeks from now, we were supposed to be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Because my daughter turns 30 years old this year. Guess what? I ain't going to no fucking Mardi Gras. Let's just be real. Not happening.
I don't think it's going to be a Mardi Gras this year. Are you kidding?
They canceled Mardi Gras pretty much.
Yeah.
But
forget that.
But the plan, we were hoping when we made our plans that.
Oh, okay.
We're like, oh shit! What I mean, we're literally the only, I guess, silver lining right now is that the restaurants here will be back open, because where we live at, the restaurants have been closed for about 2 months.
Yeah,
and you can get carry out, but February 1st. They'll be opening back up, and they will be allowing outdoor dining. Now, I know anybody who says, Michigan, y'all going to eat outside? Let me tell you something. If I want to go to a restaurant, they better have outdoor dining, okay? I'll be like fucking Bernie Sanders at the damn inauguration, okay? But I will eat outside first.
Poor Bernie. Poor Bernie Sanders.
Ain't no poor Bernie. I ain't mad at him.
No.
Like he said, in Vermont, they know how to stay warm. I mean, sure enough, he looked like a grumpy old man, but shit, cuteness goes out the window, you know. And let's keep it real. The only reason why Michelle Obama was looking fly was because y'all don't know what she had on underneath that. I bet Sister Girl had on some long johns. She just didn't tell me. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Because she had on a turtleneck. She had on a turtleneck and pants. So while everybody's talking about, oh, she looks fine. Yeah, she looks fine as hell. You know, you can look fine as hell if you got on a few layers up underneath some shit. Because remember, her stuff was not form-fitted. She might have had on a couple of pairs of long johns up underneath there. Let's just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she still looks smart.
Possibly.
Don't get me wrong. Huh?
Possibly, but I'm sorry. Bernie Sanders is king. I mean, I've seen him hunting Bigfoot, seen him running with a pack of wolves, seen him under the water on a fish finder.
He's everywhere.
Bernie was at my girlfriend's house this week.
Bernie was at my
Sanders everywhere.
He's everywhere. I mean,
Bernie was on Sex in the City. Bernie is the shit. I love Bernie. Bernie don't know. He put like this. The highlight of Wednesday was Bernie Sanders, okay? Let's keep it real.
Amen.
Bernie was the highlight. Don't get me wrong. Everybody looked good and everything, but Bernie was the highlight because Bernie made you say, guess what? This is what life is about. You ain't got to be serious the whole time. You ain't got to be... I mean, I like the fact that they said what was in the envelope that he was carrying. And, you know, then they said, well, what is Bernie thinking? They're like, this could have been done via email. You know, that type of shit. That's when you have fun. And the fact that he could laugh at himself, that's what you want. You don't want someone who says, I don't know why they did that. The fact that he laughed at himself and he didn't get upset, this is what you want. This is, you know, you want to be able to make fun of somebody, and they take it in stride. Do you know that he is actually, he took it one step further. He took that picture and he put it on T-shirts, and all the proceeds from those T-shirts are going to either a homeless shelter or something else in the state of Vermont. So he took it one step further. And that is what I'm talking about. You know, that's what good came out of it. Yeah, y'all made a meme out of him. I ain't mad because, shit, you know, hell, Bernie made looking cold, made being cold look sexy, okay? Because do you want the man, I'm going to say from a woman's point of view. Do I want that man that got to try to look like he super fly, or do I want the man that knows how to stay warm and not get sick? Let's just keep it real. Because I can tell you, Bernie ain't getting sick. I ain't got to worry about taking Bernie to that emergency room because, see, Bernie's ass is going to be sitting there saying, bitch, that's all you wearing? Put a coat on. No, I want Bernie. Bernie just gave me the respect. I want a man like Bernie. I want a man that could put on a suit and put a big-ass parka on top of it and some fucking damn mittens. Because I can tell you one damn thing, I bet Bernie's ass ain't sick. I bet Bernie ain't got the fucking flu. Let's just keep it real.
Yep.
Any woman who don't find that shit now sexy, y'all better go find it sexy because that's a man that's healthy. See, that's the man who ain't looking for... Bernie is not trying to date you because you got health insurance, okay? Because Bernie ain't worried about getting sick. See, Bernie look like he probably got some money up in his mattresses.
That ain't no shit.
Shoot.
I'm just saying.
Let me ask you two guys something. This week, I feel like I went to the mail every single day this week. Every single day I haven't got a stitch of mail. And this is the first time for me. This is the very first time. I know it's about the COVID and shorting up the employees and stuff. I just want to say, has this ever happened to you where you didn't get a stitch of mail in 1 week?
Yeah.
I've gone some days without it. But remember, Monday was a holiday.
Yeah.
So Monday messed up a lot of stuff because, like, I have what they call informed delivery. And... yes, I'm going to tell people, no, I don't work for the Postal Service. Thank God I don't work for the Postal Service. But they have a thing on the United States Postal website. It's called Informative Delivery. And you can sign up for it. And what they do is that your mail that should be delivered, they scan it. And you get an email every single day with a picture of your mail. And if your mail doesn't come, like on, let's say that after your mail is supposed to be delivered, it doesn't come, you can actually go and mark the boxes or the pieces of mail that you didn't get, and they send that on. Now, I've got one piece of mail that never showed up. I know it probably went to somebody else's house, but it was something that I was okay with somebody else getting because it ain't shit they could do with it. But, like,
never thought
I
of it that way.
Every day I get a picture of my mail. Now, it does not do patches. It does not do packages. It only does actual, like, letters and stuff. So if it's an oversized piece of mail, you won't get a picture.
So what is that again? What is that again so I can look it up?
It's called Informed Delivery. It's on the United States Postal website.
Okay, good enough. Good enough. I'll take care of it. I'll make sure to do that because, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, all I say is lucky for me, I say 99% of my bills are online, at least 99% of my bills. But is that little 1%? I got a Christmas card 2 weeks ago. A Christmas card, which is, I mean, so fucked up. Who gets a Christmas card in January?
But that's why I signed up for that. I mean, and I still might not get my mail the way I want to, but I know what I'm looking for. Damn, they just threw another interception.
Oh, you watching the game too?
Yeah. Damn, he ready to fight. He gonna get his ass ejected. Keep on. You already losing. You want to get ejected also? It's only 4 minutes left in the game.
What do you mean, the Chiefs are losing?
No, the Bills are losing.
Oh, the Bills are losing.
But the Bills want to, like, they was ready to get, they wanted to get froggy with it. Now, I didn't see exactly what brought on for him to go froggy. But,
touchdown.
Yeah, that thing. I mean, Chiefs. Yeah, they're going to win this game big time.
They're going to win this game. It's over. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
It is so over.
Yeah.
This game is so over. It's going to be the Chiefs versus the – oh, shoot. What's the other game? Chiefs and the Bucks.
I'm ready.
Well, the Bills recovered that, but, yeah. Onside kick, Bills recover, but you got 4 minutes and you're down 17 points. Okay. Good luck on that.
The game's over. The game's over. That's all I got to say. The game's over.
I mean, they can run down, score a touchdown. Okay, that's 7 or 8. Okay. Another onside kick. Ooh, if you don't get it. But I can see them fighting because, yeah, they're the Bills. They're going to do it. But as far as coming out with a win, I don't think so.
Well, I don't know if you were watching earlier NFL Today on channel, on Fox. And they had the they did like a little sitcom, and you know how they got the Bachelor and all that. They did the the Trophyette or something, and you had the four teams that were playing today. And out of the four teams, the Bills are the only ones who haven't had haven't won the Super Bowl. So they were like, you don't even know what it's like to be with the trophy yet, you know. They did a thing. It was like the Bachelor, but with the damn trophy, and they're professing their love and everything for it. And the Bills said, well, listen, I might not know, but I can dream. They was like, we know we ain't got a chance. You know, I'm paraphrasing because you would have had to have seen it, but it was just one of those things like, okay, it's fucked up when they're joking about it even before y'all get to the game.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, the Bills have won a Super Bowl. The Bills have won, and that was back in the 90s. Now, Tampa Bay, yeah, you ain't won one yet. But they are the first team to play home field for a Super Bowl. Only team right now in history.
They're going to be... Put it like this, when they say the home team, they really will be the home team.
No.
Yep.
Think about it. They ain't even got to stay in the hotel if they don't want to. This will be the first time in history that the Super Bowl team don't have to be flown in. One of the teams.
Yep.
Think about it. They can wake
home
up. Home
stadium.
They can sleep in their bed the night before. 9 times out of 10, they probably put them in a hotel the night before just because it's the Super Bowl. But, because, you know, y'all want nobody, come on now, let's keep it real. You really think all their wives know how to cook? And, you know, everybody's mama, let's just keep it real. Somebody's mama want to cook, baby, I know you love this, and, you know, you don't want to say no. Because we know, first of all, black men know you don't say no to somebody who's cooking something, you try to put it to the side. But if you got somebody that you know can't cook, you really want them... Let me cook you this good luck meal, baby. Remember when you was in college? Now, they ain't been in college in damn near 10 years. David, remember I made you this meal?
Oh, big flag.
See, you ahead of me.
Holy shit.
Damn. Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
The meal was out of order. That was out of order. I'm sorry, I'm screaming in everybody's ears. He was out of order.
You got to take that back.
No. Both of them were.
Oh, boink.
Oh, he did face mask.
You going to get down on him.
Yeah, let's see what happens on that.
Okay, he tossed it. Oh, because he threw the ball at him.
Yeah, but still.
He should have thrown the ball at him.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, but that was the second hit that came in.
Yeah.
I don't think the football going to the helmet did anything other than, all right, here you go.
They'll show it again. Boing.
Now, here it comes. Yeah, there was a big hit after that. Bam, right there.
Oh, damn. What the hell? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that. Bam.
Oh, knock him down.
Oh, big guy.
That was fucked up.
That's where the flag.
There is no flag. Yeah, there was no flag. There's a flag.
There was a flag. And it was on... It would be on the Bills.
Patrick Mahomes knew to go get his damn players back.
Yeah.
Patrick, kick y'all asses over on the same sideline.
Yep.
Because he know what they got to lose. He know that even though it's a fuck up like that.
Yep, there was two Bills that hit. Yeah.
The
two Bills hit, and it's like, yeah.
Oh, they're doing a chop now? In the audience? Isn't that the used to be the Redskins thing? Redskins chop?
Yeah, the Chiefs do the chop also.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
Did they eject off
him? Then another big hit.
You're going to keep showing that shit. Make a decision.
Yeah.
Make a dog
coat
it's so much.
Gone.
Yeah.
Now, here is a little trivia. What coach has made the Super Bowl three times? Two different teams.
Two different teams. Three times, two different teams. Oh,
and won it.
And
won it.
I don't know.
Well, you got me. You got me.
He's on. He's actually the coach of KC.
I don't even know who KC's coach is, so that's sad.
I think he coached with the Eagles.
Oh,
and
no,
now Chiefs.
Oh. You're going to make a decision now.
See, we all on different levels. Like, we all glued to the... See, this is why I'm changing the time after football season, because then we'll be able to adjust. So who all is being ejected? Because it's on both teams.
In fourth down, they all offset. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
See ya. Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, so with all right, that,
now,
they offset it.
Yeah, they offset. Now the coach for the Chiefs is the only one.
But should Dawkins got ejected, so his dad should be glad he didn't get ejected.
Yes, but it's the Chiefs that has won Super Bowl with two different teams. And went three times or something like that before.
God, their field goal kicker looks like he's about 10 years old.
That ain't no shit.
I'm serious. They showed his face. I swear he looks like he's about 10 years old.
Good.
So I got heavy rain coming down here.
We supposed to get snow later on. We had snow. I'm sorry, I just glanced out. My dog has the weirdest. He lays weird, some strange ways.
Yeah, we supposed to get some snow too, at least tomorrow night and Tuesday morning.
Well, we got snow earlier today, and we're supposed to get more snow.
Yeah,
having
luckily,
a new puppy,
I'm just
I forgot how quick they grow.
Makes me want to say, what are you feeding that pup? What are you feeding
regular
that pup?
Regular food, but he's gained another 2 pounds since I took him to the vet. I took him to the vet week before last, and he weighed 14 pounds. He literally sat on my scales. I wasn't trying to have him weigh. I have a digital scale, and he actually went and sat on it, and it said he weighed 16 pounds. I was like, oh, you done gained more weight? So he goes back on the 1st of February, so he'll probably weigh about 20 pounds when he goes back. But no, he's going to be big. He's going to probably be about 70 pounds, between 70 and 100 pounds. So when he gets 6 months old, he's going to be really big. And he'll be 3 months next month. So he's getting there. He got humongous paws. See, we all intrigued in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. And this is going to be my ignorance, and we all know how much I love football. So So normally next week would be the Pro Bowl. So are they going to do like a? I know that they're doing a simulated Pro Bowl because they're not. They're actually not going to hold the Pro Bowl game.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to show it, or are they just going to make us wonder? Or I mean, we know how they remember how they did NASCAR with the simulated races.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that how they getting ready to do the Pro Bowl?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that, really. I just figured a Pro Bowl would be just like anything else. Just play football with a few people in the audience.
No, they're not playing.
Oh, they're not playing?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until now.
They're not playing.
So.
And I just looked it up. They said, now the Pro Bowl is being added to the long list of changes made. Instead of taking place in Las Vegas at the new stadium, this year's Pro Bowl will be held virtually as played on Madden NFL 21. In October, the league canceled the in-person event due to... Okay, but how are they going to broadcast it? That's all I want to know. I knew that they were doing it virtually.
Virtual,
okay.
A virtual Pro Bowl. That's
yes.
Yeah, that would be all the football players that made it in the pros to be on that team. They're going to be holding a joystick and playing their position. And it's like, really? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, they said,
because
well, the actual Pro Bowl day has not yet been determined. It will still feature some of the... That ain't helping me.
That's fucked up.
That's not a Pro Bowl.
I can't believe you did not know that the Pro Bowl was not being played next week.
I did not know that.
I didn't know
okay,
until
I just
now.
Just
do
it like the regular game, like the game tonight we're watching.
No, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew the Pro Bowl was not happening. I knew that for a while.
I did not know that. That'll be something new.
Yeah, that's fucked up. If you're doing virtual, that means, okay, all the players are going to be at home with a joystick in their hand, watching TV, and then making the play. That's bullshit.
You can say that again.
Well, we can talk about this next week since we ain't got no Pro Bowl. Because we down to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry to dampen everybody's thing. I really apologize. I thought that everybody knew.
The Pro Bowl I normally don't watch because it's like, I mean, you might as well just put flags on and say it's flag football.
Well, they're not even playing this year, so. I want to tell everybody have a great week. Remember, next week we'll be back at the same time. Then we'll be off for a week, and we'll come back at our new time.
Hell,
have a great
yeah.
week, everybody.
Ciao. I'll be there, man. Have a great week.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.